how much is this sort of the so-called fiscal cliff standoff that's going on in Washington, how much is that affecting what you do?
Oh, it affects it on an hour-to-hour basis, basically. We're watching headlines and listening to sound bites because everything that comes out of Washington now has a definite impact on what happens in the market.
Do you know how they're going to resolve that standoff?
No, the crystal ball's a little cloudy right now.
So what type of advice are you giving your clientele?
Strangely, we're telling people that it's probably a good time to be investing. We're not always in that mode. We're frequently conservative and cautious. But right now, the prevailing sentiment is so negative that if anything doesn't go wrong, there's an opportunity to realize profits on investments. So, you know, people are very concerned about not only the fiscal cliff, they're concerned about what's happening in Greece and Ireland and Portugal and Europe as a whole. They're very concerned about the slowdown in China. And when those two things are combined with the fiscal cliff, it creates a very pessimistic environment that's already been reflected in stock prices.
Okay, so you're advising clientele to buy stocks. Is that any different if someone's very wealthy versus more middle class?
No, we think the environment generally is good for buying stocks. I think that investors need to be prepared for the uncertainty that goes along with the changes that are happening in Washington. There's likely to be a lot more volatility as people careen from headline to headline and soundbite to soundbite. But the reality is that the economy is still growing slowly, and as long as the economy continues to grow at least slowly, that's probably a good thing for the stock market.
Jerry Lorraine, thank you so much for talking with me.
You're quite welcome. Nice to speak with you.